live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Today on QCL, take a trip to the mountains with our very own Teresa Bryant. We'll chat about her upcoming holiday vacations tour.
And details on a special social services fair geared toward our senior population. We have a preview of next week's event at KSI, the Center for Active Seniors.
And later, celebrating Earth Day on the grounds of the beautiful Hawberg Estate in Rock Island, a closer look at its commitment to the environment and ways you can get involved. You're watching Quad Cities Live on this rainy Thursday, April 18th. Looks like the saying is true. April showers bring May flowers. At least we hope that's the case. Thanks for joining us. I'm Morgan Otier.
At this point, it should be a lot of flowers. I'm Kyle Keel. Well, this gloomy weather probably puts you in the mood for a warm or cold delicious drink. Well, look no further than the coffee house in the village of East Davenport.
Yes, Tom Taylor made his way all the way from the coffee house to our studio.
Big, long drive.
3-minute drive. So, Tom, first, tell us a little bit more about the business. I think if you're ever up in down Jersey Ridge Road, you've noticed it.
It's just a great little spot there.
Yeah,
it really is. The coffee house in the East Village, we're coming up on 4 years this summer.
Congrats.
I know there's a few people that have tried coffee in the village, not quite made it, but we've been running strong and getting stronger all the time. Yeah, beautiful location. It's hard to miss when you go by because it's such a it's eye candy when you go by.
It really is.
I've personally not been there, but it definitely catches my eye. Mm-hmm. But we're always looking to try new local coffee. So
yeah, Tom knows me and my daughter because I do.
You guys come in the morning.
We come in early in the morning.
Treats for both of you.
Treats for both of us. You are absolutely right. And we're here today to talk about treats for everybody because you guys from time to time do different types of flights, seasonal flights. But you also do kind of barista-focused or employee-focused flights, which I love because I think it allows the public to get to know a little bit more about the folks who own and work at the coffee house. So tell us what's coming up.
Yeah, so you're right. We change out our themed menu every month. We always have a theme to it. That's where you'll find our seasonal options. And it's become what we're really known for. And the same way there was a big social media trend of businesses like, oh, here's our employees. Get to know them. And people loved it. So we decided we'd take the same idea and move that into our themed coffee menus. So this month, Jimmy, who works at the coffee shop, is a huge fan of Blink 182. And so to communicate that, he came up with an entire menu of lattes and cold brews and a few other options to commemorate that love he has for them.
That is awesome. And I feel like right now is a good time to say our Casey that works at the station is also a big Blink 182
fan. We should get them together.
Well, she's had the flights and she was raving about them this morning.
Oh, really?
Okay. So I was like, I'm looking forward to trying these.
All right.
So we got an A-plus from our executive
Thank you, Casey.
Okay, we have the menu for both on the screen, or at least we just did. So tell us a little bit. Are they all song titles?
Yeah, they are all song titles. And don't ask me to sing any of them.
Okay.
I am not the one who knows it.
I feel
But yeah, so this is our latte flight here.
Okay.
Which you can get hot or iced. And they're all just wonderful combinations that some of our other baristas that are our key recipe makers put together.
Okay, so do you know, like, by heart what
Well, no, I won't test you.
No, I'm
happy you are because I'm willing to show up.
Okay, good.
Personal favorite is the When We Were Young, all the way on the side there, which has got banana, butter pecan, and a little bit of caramel, with a leaning a little heavier on the banana. That one's good ice, but I love it warm, personally.
Okay.
The Blink Wave is one of the sweeter ones, black and white mocha with butterscotch. The More Than You Know is brown sugar, raspberry and caramel. And like, we've fallen in love at the coffee shop with brown sugar combined with like a really bright fruit in our lattes. Not a lot of people think bright fruits when you think latte, but that one's been a winner. And the One More Time is a little more classic there, just caramel and toasted marshmallow. So
Is there one that you want to try?
I think I'm gonna do the Blink Wave.
Kyle's got the sweet tooth today.
Everyone knows me.
I'm gonna do the brown sugar. Did you say in raspberry?
Yeah, brown sugar, raspberry, and caramel in that one.
Oh, yeah, very, very sweet. This is very good. You can definitely taste the coffee in it.
This is delightful.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, because that fruit that you were talking about where people would think, you know, that's kind of weird, it's not overpowering. It's just like a hint. Mm-hmm.
And on the ice drinks especially, I feel like the bright fruit stands out, but they do transfer well to the warm drinks as well.
And like we were discussing before the show, it's never too warm for a warm drink. Yeah. I usually drink the warm, but...
Yeah, you guys were both talking about
that. Yeah, 150 degrees, I'll be wearing jeans and drinking black coffee.
And negative 150, and I'll be getting the iced coffee every single time. Okay, so what do you have here? You've got the cold brew.
Yeah, so this is our cold brew flight here. It's got four different rounds of... I'm going to run out of cold foam.
No, you're good.
Four different rounds of different types of cold brew that we sweeten up, but every single one of them is topped off with Jimmy's favorite, white mocha cold brew. So personal favorite, the Fell in Love, which I'm going to steal that one now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Salted caramel in the cold brew with the white mocha cold foam.
Okay, that's awesome.
The Terrified has brown sugar cinnamon. The Anthem Part 3 has toasted marshmallow. And then the Dance With Me, going back to the bright flavors, it's got a blueberry in the cold brew base.
I want to do this one, Terrified.
Yeah, all right. I'll pass you that. Oh, nice duck. good teamwork.
Yeah. Yes, there we go.
Okay.
You just can't be afraid of a cold foam mustache while you're on the air, though.
No, like,
you're like the poster boy for us.
That cold foam is delicious. I'm like a little kid.
So talking a little bit more about the coffee house as we chug these, because they're amazing.
There's the mustache.
One of the coolest things is just kind of the decor, all the natural decor you have outside.
Yeah.
I think that people just want to stop there. There, we've got a photo on the screen.
Oh, isn't
every
beautiful.
Time I drive by.
The April showers, May flowers.
Oh my gosh.
Look at that, they're coming.
They have so many flowers outside. Mm-hmm. It just makes you look at all those little tables. You can sit amongst all the flowers. Yeah. It is just a beautiful spot.
Yeah, this day and age, like a lot of coffee shops, and you know, rightfully so, they want the like in and out. You know, it's like you go, you drive through, you get it, you don't say hi, and you leave.
Yeah.
We want to go the opposite route of that, and we want you to come and stay and just soak in the atmosphere and actually and even just add to the atmosphere while you're hanging out there. So we get a lot of clubs, a lot of meeting groups, a lot of people that come and work there, as well as the people who just come in quick like you for a little coffee before work.
Look, I would stay if I could, you know. And then you guys are doing trivia nights now, and
this
so
is exciting.
Next Thursday you guys are having another trivia night. I'm sure this has been popular. People love a trivia night.
We had a third party doing it for a while, and it was really popular, but after a while we decided, you know, we really want to do our own, so we put our own structure together. And one nice thing too, while most of it's general trivia, a very small portion of it will be based off whatever our themed coffee menu
is. That's cool.
So we actually tie that into the coffee menu
as
well.
Jimmy themed
so it might be about Blink, it might be about Jimmy.
Come find out.
But a nice thing too is we get prize title sponsors, and yesterday we confirmed Ragged Records, the great local record store and everything. They're going to be our title sponsor. So along with other various prizes, they've contributed to that as well. So thank you, Ragged Records.
Yeah. That sounds like a blast.
Yeah, so this first one is going to be, you had one last month. It was a success.
It was a
huge
hit.
Forward.
Mm-hmm.
Next Thursday, and then you've got various other dates.
Yeah, right now the last Thursday of every month, and as we kind of get our groove going, we may add some more too.
That's super easy to remember and super close by for me, so I will definitely be checking that out. How awesome, how fun. So you've got those trivia nights happening at the coffee house, and I will just say before we toss to your website, you guys extended some hours last summer because you guys do offer like some wine and some beer and things like that. Is that something you guys are thinking of doing this summer?
We still do. So we've extended our hours to 4 o'clock, but then along with like trivia where we stay open the entire night.
Okay.
Quick shout out. We also started like a quiet reading club.
Very nice.
On the second Monday of every month. We have like this weekend on Saturday, we have a flower arranging event.
Ooh.
On Sunday, we have a painting class. So usually if we have events going on
There's
or private events,
ways to get
we've got a great beer menu, good wine selection.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
So it's much more than just coffee and a latte.
Yeah.
Well, the coffee house, as we mentioned, is located in the village of East Davenport, right on Jersey Ridge Road and Middle Road. So you can go to the website. That's thecoffeehouseqc.com. There you can check out the menu and all of the events coming up there at the coffee house.
Yeah.
Tom, thank you so much.
This has been
it's
awesome.
A pleasure, guys.
The lattes and the cold brew were delicious. Yeah.
We'll keep the rest of them and get wired for the rest of the show.
Oh, yeah, there you
go.
You got the 6 o'clock.
Yeah, right? All right, up next on QCL, Figgy in Focus, we're getting a preview of a new exhibition set to open in early May, allowing visitors to check out multiple ancient manuscripts.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, it is time now for our segment, Figgy in Focus, and there is a new exhibit that's going to be opening up in early May at the Figgy Art Museum in downtown Davenport. It's called Illumination, and here to tell us more about it is Joshua Johnson, the Figgy co-curator, the senior co-curator. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We love to have you. You're so knowledgeable about the exhibitions that are going on at the Figgy. This one is incredibly cool because it actually is works that have come from the Figgy's private collection.
Yes, so it's about 12 pieces of different illuminated manuscripts that'll be on display in one of our small works on paper galleries. And these are works that really haven't been out in probably, you know, 20 years in
some case.
And, you know, a lot of them are dating from anywhere from the 14th to the 16th to the 17th century. So really these are some of the oldest works in the Figgy collection. And it's a real honor to get them out because after they're on view now, you know, they're not going to really be able to be exhibited for another 3 years because of their light sensitivity.
Oh, is that the case? Okay,
yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, these are incredibly old. We're seeing some images on the screen right now of what they look like. Medieval and Renaissance manuscripts. So these are very ancient works. Talk about the actual, not the text, but the artwork that we're seeing on these.
Sure, so what's interesting about a lot of these is, you know, these were created all by hand. Every bit of text you're seeing and every bit of illustration that you're seeing is hand done. And this was done, you know, prior to the invention of the printing press in 1440.
Oh, yeah.
So every book is being hand copied. So these were incredibly expensive objects to produce. One curator that I follow on social media refers to them almost like the Ferrari of the medieval world.
Wow.
And they would have been in that price point. The Book of Hours would have, they estimated, would have been about $250,000 in today's money. So these were things you pass down from generation. Now we don't have a full book in the Figgy collection, unfortunately, but we do have a lot of these cuttings from various books.
Yeah, incredible artwork. And you say it correlates to the text.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to read the text unless you can read another language in some cases. But what do they say? I mean, what are some of these manuscripts, I guess, about?
So it depends. So some of them are books of hours. So these would have been basically kind of your medieval calendar and planner for what prayers you were going to do that day and each time during the day. Or they'd be a psalter, which is a group of psalms, or something called an antiphoner, which would be actually large musical notation for things like Gregorian chant that a whole choir could use. So some of these, The books of hours are about 4 inches to 5 inches tall, but the antiphoners are about 20 inches because a whole choir had to be able to read from them.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how did you select these? Because you said there was 12 that you guys are going to be displaying. You have many more in the collection. So how did you go through and decide which ones you wanted to show off to the public?
Sure. So we wanted to give kind of a full range of not only what was happening in Europe during this period in terms of hand-copied books, but also in India and Persia, and give a real sense of what's happening kind of globally at this time in handwritten books.
Okay.
And so be able to have this kind of cross-cultural comparing of the different works.
Yeah, that's super interesting. There's also some recordings, correct?
Yes, so we've been working with various singers to actually record some of the Gregorian chants.
Oh, wow.
So you'll be able to listen to that on an audio tour. And also we will have translations of all the different texts on the label so that people who maybe don't read Latin will be able to interact with these, or Devanagarias in the Indian text.
Okay, and you were talking about just comparing what was going on between each of these in these different worlds, so to speak. Are there commonalities as well?
Sure, so there's some, it's interesting because sometimes the text and the imagery don't necessarily line up. So I'm getting all tongue-tied today. Forgive me.
You're fine.
But for instance, in the margins of one of them, there are prints of what is called the Dance Macabre, or the Dance of Death.
Okay.
And that's just, you know, accompanying kind of standard prayers, but in it, Death is leading these four women from four different classes of life to the grave. So it's kind of this disjoint imagery between what's being happening in the margins and what's being said in the text. Okay. And so that's something that's true with a lot of these. But also there's this sense of the immaculately handmade. You know, these are meticulously done, very fine details, precious materials, lapis lazuli, gold leaf, silver leaf. Mm-hmm. These are very kind of precious, small, intimate objects, and some of the, you know, what would have been the most expensive artworks of their time.
Yeah, and we don't even learn cursive in school anymore.
We do not, no. So it's going to be a bit of an uphill challenge to try and read the actual text itself.
Okay, so this is opening the weekend of May 4th, correct?
So it's May 18th now.
Okay, so you guys are pushing it back a little bit. Yep. May 18th, so you're going to be able to see it in about a month from now. Yeah. Once visitors, you know, start flocking to the Figge and checking this out, what do you hope that they ultimately take away from this exhibition?
So I hope it's a real appreciation for the artistry that goes into these things. And, you know, because this is not, you know, most people, when they think of going to an art museum, they're thinking of the big sculptures, the big paintings. Mm-hmm. But there's all sorts of these kind of intimate, smaller collections that have to be kind of responded to in a more personal way. And a small exhibition like this really gives you that opportunity.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
And for more information on the exhibition itself, or really any of the other exhibitions, activities, art displays at the Figge, just visit their website, figgeartmuseum.org. Joshua, thank you so much for being here today. It sounds like it's going to be amazing to
see you in person.
We're looking forward to it. Yes. Okay, still to come on QCL, helping our senior community with the challenges they frequently face as they age. We'll get a preview of the Senior Social Services Fair happening next week at KSI.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Aging with grace, dignity, and pride. That's the mission over at the Center for Active Seniors, or KSI, in Davenport, which is why they're hosting a Senior Social Services Fair next week. Joining us with those details is KSI Director of Senior Services, Michael Gibson. Michael, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for being here today. It sounds like this is going to be a really great event. And you were telling me before we started the show today that this is the second year for the event, but it was actually pretty popular your first year.
Yeah, we had about 100, 150 people that came last year.
Very cool. And of course, room for more this year.
Absolutely.
Absolutely room for more. First, let's talk a little bit about KSI itself, aside from the fair that's coming up next week. Talk a little bit about some of the year-round programming, activities, and services that KSI offers, maybe for folks who have never been inside.
Yeah, so we're a comprehensive senior service center, so we provide both activities for wellness at KSI, activities to continue aging gracefully, like you said. We also have Jane's Place, which is a day center for people who are having memory issues. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an opportunity before they move on to memory care. Mm-hmm. And then we also have our senior advocacy, which is an opportunity to kind of access services in the community that they might need.
Yeah, and that's kind of what, you know, this upcoming event is really all about. Like you said, advocacy, you host informational events. Social Services Fair is pretty much one of those. So tell us all about it. What can people expect at the fair next week?
Yeah, so really, a Social Services Fair is about making sure that our seniors have access to all the services that are in the community all at one time, right?
Yeah.
Some of those things are things that are unique to the aging process.
Yeah.
So things like senior living facilities and memory care. But some of those things are things that be things that we all experience,
right.
Like substance abuse or like
someone to help you file your taxes.
Yeah. just because we age doesn't mean that those things that we're experiencing we might not continue to experience.
Yeah.
And so it's all those services that we might need throughout our life doesn't mean that we don't continue to need those services as we age.
Yeah, kind of in that same vein, challenges and needs, do you feel like there are some of them that we take for granted that maybe our senior community, our aging population, that we wouldn't even realize that they might need help with?
I think that there are things that perhaps we don't realize that seniors, I think one of the things that we may not realize seniors struggle with is that as we age, one of the things that kind of we most struggle with is isolation.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's most important about something like KSI is that we find community,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because as we age, a lot of the kind of things where you find community are not as naturally around you,
yeah.
Right? And so finding something like KSI, like the Center for Active Seniors, provides some opportunity for creating that community around you.
Absolutely. And I do think, too, like, there are things that they need help with. Maybe they don't have family around, or, like you said, information access. I mean, I don't know how many, you know, seniors out there are super technologically savvy, where they're able to just hop on the internet or access the things that I feel like we are being asked to access online every single day at this point. Doing something in person occasionally feels obsolete. So, you know, this is a way that they can learn how to do all of those things. And again, giving them a little bit more of that dignity that we were talking about. Now, do you need to be a senior to attend this event?
Absolutely not. Senior Service Fair is really for anybody who might want resources
yeah.
in the community for themselves or for the seniors in their life,
right?
It's accessing services, particularly the people who are going to have tables are going to be focused on senior services. So the people who are going to be hosting tables are likely going to be providing services focused primarily in that service
sure.
area. But anybody who might want services in that area or might be interested in services
yeah.
in that area should definitely come
of course.
And look at those.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking about, you know, if you're thinking of a parent or, you know, someone who can't easily make it to that event, go with them in mind and, you know, see what you can learn and find out. And here's that information for everybody. Senior Social Services Fair next Tuesday, April 23rd from 2 to 5. It is at KSI, which if you do not know, it's located on West Kimberly Road in Davenport. And of course, to learn more about what's happening at the Center for Active Seniors anytime, you can visit their website, KSIseniors.org. Michael, thank you so
Absolutely.
Much for being here today. It sounds like a great event, and it sounds like it's going to be a popular event as well. So thank you. Well, still to come, travel west into the mountains with TV6's Teresa Bryant. We'll preview her upcoming holiday vacations tour of Glacier, Yellowstone, and the Grand Tetons. Plus, an area organization is showing its commitment to the environment with fun, family-friendly activities planned in honor of Earth Day. We'll get the details on upcoming events at the Hallberg Estate.
Live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel, this is Quad Cities Live.
Prepare for the majesty of the mountains when you tag along with Teresa Bryant on her upcoming holiday vacations tour. And Teresa is here now.
Yes.
Teresa, thanks for joining us
Hi.
And just coming in especially to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
This is exciting because you are not going to one, but you're going to three
yes.
sought after national parks.
Right. Yellowstone. The Grand Tetons and Glacier, and it is going to be spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always wanted to do a trip like this, and holiday vacations has afforded me the opportunity to not only do this trip, but not only that, bring my sister, Alita, along.
Awesome.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And we have a lot of folks from the Quad Cities
yeah.
already signed up. There are just a few spots left, so
yeah.
you're definitely going to want to check this out. But it's going to be a fabulous tour in the middle of summer. We're going to get a chance to enjoy the Rockies and the mountain regions of the West and see some of those sites that a lot of people have only heard of.
I know. I'm the same. I haven't gotten to go to any of those places before. They're all on my bucket list, mm-hmm. and I can't even imagine the opportunity to be able to see them all on one trip. So this is happening in mid-August, August 12th through the 21st.
Right.
We want to bring in a Holiday Vacations Destination Manager, Sasha Nikoryakov. Sasha, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're happy to have you. Well, we know TV6 has been working with Holiday Vacations for many years now. Mm-hmm. I think it's roughly 17 years. But Sasha, Holiday Vacations has been around much longer than that.
Yeah, it's been around for about 50 years. Wow. We're a nationwide provider of air, rail, motor coach, and cruise guided vacations. We started in 1973, and I think we've been working together since 2007.
You're right. Yes.
The math was right on that. I'm not sure.
The math was mathin'. Okay, so I know Teresa's been on Holiday Vacations mm-hmm. before, but Sasha, I guess in your own words, describe what makes a Holiday Vacations tour so unique.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. So, I mean, all of the airfare, our accommodations, of course, the attractions and many delicious meals are included. And of course, that includes, you know, like you mentioned, the national parks, as well as a lovely tour director that's going to be with you along the way. And, of course, Teresa will be there on this one. We have a low risk-free, fully refundable deposit of only $200 that holds your space. And you also receive a $100 travel voucher for a future holiday tour after having traveled with us.
Which is just a very cool perk. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like, you know, when I've heard from folks that have been on tours before, just having that small deposit, it almost just like makes you feel just safe, like you're excited to
yes.
go, but it just...
You're invested.
You're invested, and
yeah.
it's not like this crazy amount. It's
right.
really, really great. Sasha mentioned the tour director. So mm-hmm. somebody from Holiday Vacations always travels with the group, correct?
Yes, they're with you there from start to finish. They'll be there from the beginning and available pretty much 24/7 to the end with any issues or any like advice that you might need while on tour, as well as, of course, guiding the whole experience. Our tour directors average about 10 years of experience, so that says a lot about them. And they, like I mentioned, they'll offer like helpful and interesting information during the tour, guiding, anything during leisure activities, places to eat, that kind of thing. They're very familiar with the destination, so they're able to handle all the details to make it a wonderful trip.
And Sasha, I'm going to add yeah. that I've had a couple of different tour directors here. They know so much. Yeah. They have a vast store of knowledge about all of the different destinations. Mm-hmm. They know everything. They help not guide you necessarily, but entertain yeah. you and show you all of the ins and outs and some of the tricks of the trade.
Thank
and
you.
They are just fabulous, fabulous people.
I'll add on to that. I know you've done a few of these.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a few of these. These tour directors with Holiday Vacations are special people.
Yes, they are.
Like right down to
they
the,
really are.
To the airport experience.
Absolutely, yes. And not only that, the folks at Holiday Vacations have structured this in such a way that you don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
Everything is pretty much taken care of. You have different sites and venues that you get a chance to see. And not only that, you have a good amount of on your own time so that you can explore the things that you've wanted
that you
to
want.
See and
yeah.
wanted to look at.
It's great.
It's fantastic.
Well, speaking of sightseeing, Sasha, let's talk specifically about the trip itself and what are some really cool things that folks will see on this tour.
Yeah, well, like you said, the really cool things are you're going to three national parks. I think that's the best part. And you're also traveling with people from your local area, which I think is very interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll start with Glacier National Park, of course, which features the Going to the Sun Road. That's so much fun as you get to go on these iconic, like almost historic red buses, along with the drivers who are giving commentary, more known as jammers. And there's a little bit of background and fun history that goes in with that they'll explain about. We have a lot of like Lewis and Clark experiences, like we like to call them, on the way over to Yellowstone in Wyoming. So Yellowstone, of course, will include Old Faithful and all of the highlights, You know, some favorites are like Mammoth Hot Springs. The Lower Falls are absolutely stunning. It almost looks like a painting when you're looking at it.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, on to Jackson, Wyoming, where we'll see Grand Teton himself in the Grand Teton National Park, which features the Craig Thomas Visitor Center, which is very informative and interactive. And then, of course, the Chapel of the Transfiguration, which is quite an iconic site.
Yeah.
And then we like to end with the Cache Creek Canyon Cookout as well. That's kind of like an authentic cowboy dinner experience. That's a lot of fun.
That is awesome. Like, we're looking at all the photos, and
yeah.
I mean, you've got to be getting excited.
I am very excited. Another aspect of this, too, is you mentioned not only getting to travel with people from your area,
yeah.
I am still in touch, still friends with people from our Alaska tour, from our Ireland tour.
Yeah.
Eric Maitland has a group that meets every couple of weeks or every month or so.
That's cool.
And it's just fabulous. You meet and get to know so many people, and you make a lot of friends.
You do. And Teresa already mentioned this, but again, Sasha, this specific tour is filling up fast. There's only a few spots left. So folks are interested. You're kind of encouraging them to give you guys a call, right?
We are. There's only a few spots left, so definitely encouraging to call Holiday Vacations. That phone number is the main line, 888-557-1020. We have a friendly tour sales consultant who's on standby to help. Of course, you can always request a brochure with them, ask any other questions, as well as make that reservation.
Great.
For any other tours, you can also make a reservation online. It's just with these few spots left.
Awesome. Sasha, thank you so much. We've got that phone number and the website on the screen. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Sasha.
And Teresa, thank you.
Thank
this
you.
This is going to be an absolute blast.
Oh, so. I'm going to be taking a lot of pictures, I'm sure.
I bet you will. Okay, well, still to come, Earth Day is Monday, but you can celebrate alongside Mother Nature this Sunday at Rock Island's Hallberg Estate. We're getting the details next.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, you may have heard, Monday is Earth Day, and the Hallberg Estate is doing what it can to increase the community's commitment to helping the environment.
Yes, Todd Linscott is the Friends of Hallberg board chair. And Todd, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice
yes,
to be here.
Yes, we enjoy having you. You always have something really cool to talk about going on at the estate. We know there's beautiful landscaping there at Hallberg. People rave about it. Mm-hmm. But people may not realize that there's more that goes into that. There's a lot of thought behind the plants that are there on the estate.
Yeah, so the plant design is by Jens Jensen, and so his whole ethos was using native plants, prairie plants, plants that were already well adapted to their location.
Yeah. Yeah, just in time for Earth Day as well. There's a number of reasons for that too. I mean, it's just good for the environment.
Yes. So here we can show you all the variety of plants you could choose. You could have flowers that bloom from spring to fall. Mm-hmm. Low water usage.
Look at that.
Feed the bees. Feed the insects. All that kind of wonderful thing.
Yeah.
So you host a lot of events throughout the year. We were just talking about the big eclipse event that you had last week. Was a big turnout?
Yes, it was about 250 people.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That would have been a great spot to see.
That really would have been. So you've got another event that you're hoping has a big turnout here coming up this weekend. It's coming up this Sunday. That's that free Earth Day event for everyone.
Yeah, so that's mostly geared toward family. So we have kids can come and paint pots. They can make seed bombs, wrap all sorts of different prairie seeds into clay and soil,
you
and
then
take them home. We have a couple bombs.
What
yes,
that was. Yeah.
So they're all filled. So the kids can make their own. We'll have the different seeds they can use. RC Bookworm has sponsored a children's author Jennifer Paulson, who has the Rachel and Sammy series. She's going to be there to read from 12 to 3.
Awesome. And you just mentioned Jensen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Basically the initial architect of all the landscaping there. And you're having a Jens Jensen event coming up in May.
Yes. So we have a large native plant sale that we do there with about over 100 different species.
Okay.
We also will have Jensen Day, where we watch his documentary, and then we walk you through the garden, showing off his kind of ethos and design aspects.
That is very, very cool. And the native plant sale. So while this Jensen Day is happening on May 19th, which I believe is also a Sunday, similar to this Earth Day event.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The spring native plant sale, which we're seeing a photo of right now, is both Saturday and Sunday of that weekend.
Yes.
This has got to be a popular event.
They start lining up very early. It's quite funny.
I can only imagine.
And you mentioned the importance of having these native plants. I mean, it's very good for the environment. They thrive in our neck of the woods here in eastern Iowa and western Illinois. So you also offer throughout the year gardening workshops as well.
We're working on that. We have a couple volunteers who are doing more to get children's education, and then they're trying to do some of the more how to plant natives, how to use some of the prairie plants in your yard. And so we're offering more of those.
Yeah, that is great, because you know what? More of a reason to get people in the door or just outside the door in this instance at the Hauberg Estate, because it is such an incredible place. You guys also, we were just talking about the carriage house, which is a really cool option for small events and things like that. So this is just a chance for people to come check out what you've got going on there in Rock Island. It's really a great spot.
It is a beautiful spot, especially in the spring.
Yeah, everything
right. blooming.
Yes. Well, let's take a quick look at those upcoming events, because we just ran through them. So the Earth Day celebration is this Sunday, April 21st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is fun for the whole family, so of course include the kids. The Jens Jensen event, Sunday, May 19th, and the spring native plant sale is both that Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th. To learn more about programs, events, activities at the Hauberg Estate, visit hauburgestate.org. As always, Todd, thank you so
much
for being here and chatting with us.
Yes. It's always wonderful.
All right, well, thank you so much for watching today.
Your news at 4 is coming up next. Have a great day.